As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And a very good morning, folks. A very good morning indeed. You're listening to Become Vocal Local over the Oracle Broadcasting Network. My name is William Roberts. It is February the 25th, 2009. In this first segment of today's broadcast, you know, I like to think of these broadcasts as a long chain, a very long chain forged out of a great many similar links. And each day we add a new link to the chain by which we will eventually bind down our government, which is so vitally important if we're going to restore our constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government, and that is certainly my great dream, anyway. But as I like to say, you will be want to be prepared to take notes and listen carefully and make use of the archives as they come available. I post them each day, and it's such a useful tool. I went back yesterday and listened. I learned a lot from listening to these broadcasts, not only in the archives, not only for my own benefit to improve the quality of the broadcast each day, but to make sure that the information that I'm putting out is as good as I can, at least, for this time of the day. You know, at this time of the day, I'm pretty much thinking about a couple of eggs, scrambled hash browns, whole wheat toast, and a few more cups of coffee. Nonetheless, to get the day started, kind of have to set that aside, forego that, and maybe I'll have my breakfast in a few minutes. But for those of you that are out there listening, you know, we've got people who right now are about ready to go for their lunch bag and hit the cookies out on the East Coast. Yet at the same time, we have people that are just scrambling out of bed out on the West Coast. So we're reaching out to the whole morning audience here with lots of different ideas. I have also given many times over my little website, vocallocal.org. That's www.vocallocal.org. There's very little on that website. I could use the wisdom of a good web designer. The site is was primarily set up to house just one document, and that simple document is called Plan B. It's about 20 pages long, but it was an overview, a write-up actually, a talk, a radio address, research notes, and crystallization of my thinking that I wrote some time back. But it gives you the basic idea of where I'm going and what I'm talking about when I'm looking at the established two-party political system as being really at the root of the big problem that we've got going today. Another thing you'll find there is a little credo, a little spot that I wrote up in regards to what is vocal local, and I'm going to give you a little bit of that right now. It goes exactly like this. As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. What is that? As globalism transitions from global to local, you know, we heard all about to think global, act local back in the 60s and 70s, but what are we talking about as globalism transitions from global to local? The idea in the minds of the master blasters right now is to go from, what is this, what are they saying, from Wall Street to Main Street. The focus is on the local level because they have wargamed most of this out, and they realize that if they're going to be successful at all in advancing their global superstate, in every county, in every city, in every country of the world, they're going to have to get local buy-in. It's called public buy-in. And if without the public buy-in and without the voluntary consent of the people, if nothing else, just voluntary compliance, then it's going to be exceedingly difficult for a very small number of folk, really, when you look at the Trilateral Commission and the Council on Foreign Relations and the number of the great corporations on the planet that are really those that are holding the levers of power. It's going to be very difficult for that small handful of people to accomplish their agenda unless they can get the saps at the local level to buy into it. Anyway, we'll be back right after this first break, folks. This is Vocal Local. Become Vocal Local right here in Oracle.
Lee Rogers here. The global controllers are continuing their quest to enslave humanity and form their new world order. The one thing standing in their way are free thinkers who reject collectivism, and support individual liberty. In these troubled times, it is imperative that we the people are not destroyed for our lack of knowledge, but are instead empowered with information. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistNews.com are two of the best sources of alternative news and information on the internet. Whether it's geopolitics, globalism, government corruption, the unraveling global economy, staged elections, false flag terrorism, the technological control grid, martial law, the police state, or issues of real significance, you'll find them on these websites. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistNews.com feature raw, fully sourced information with no intrusive advertisements. Be sure to visit these sites and empower yourself with the news and information the corporate controlled mockingbirds don't want you to know about.
MySpace. Many people do not realize how effective a marketing tool it can be. CTWPromotions.com understands your needs. All of their campaigns are fully customized and targeted to each client individually. Whether you have a music / business or a freedom / patriot related profile, CTW can and will help you get more out of your MySpace profile than you ever could yourself. Clients may typically receive upwards of 2,000 new targeted friends, fans, and networking partners per week. Visit their website to review real testimonials and more. Unlike many others, we guarantee legitimate work. Please visit or email MikeCTW at www.ctwpromotions.com or promotions@conquertheworld.com. Again, that website is www.ctwpromotions.com.
Hi folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Well, folks, the sun is rising over Missouri, and it's time for a Show Me Showdown. We've got breakfast on the table in some parts of this country, coffee brewing on the stove right here, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. Welcome to the Wednesday, February the 25th, 2009 broadcast, the two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. We're on the web, vocallocal.org, ozarksvoter.info, tuning up my vocal cords here and ready to go. My name is William Roberts, and I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you today. At least we're going to look for some solutions in all of this madness, and if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become Vocal Local. I like to think of this as the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular. Isn't that what you really want to be free, is free? I think freedom is very popular. And it certainly remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. And to be a part of today's broadcast, you can sign in, pick a name, and become Vocal Local in the OracleBroadcasting.com chat room. Tried to log in on there just a moment ago and wasn't able to, but I'll get in there. I've got a couple of questions in the chat room I'll address in a moment. Or pick up the telephone and call in now. For those with unlimited long distance or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call 512-904-8014 and join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you may call toll-free at 866-841-1065. And your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at host@vocallocal.org. host@vocallocal.org. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65 1-800-327-6647. Again, those websites are vocallocal.org, ozarksvoter.info, and the listener call-in number is 866-841-1065. The Oracle chat room is open and waiting for you. Gold pommeled yesterday, pommeled by the schoolyard bully into the $950 range. What a sad testimony to have to reveal right now. Who's watching your TV? We're going to get into that a little bit. Maybe it's who's watching you from your TV. Political socialization, systems theory, we'll go back into that a bit. We'll take your calls and much more. Let's go to those market reports for Wednesday, February the 25th, 2009. Active trading in New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Gold was up a little bit from its, like I said, pummeling yesterday. The schoolyard bully beat the snake stuffing out of it. Stomped it into the ground, stomped it back down into the below 950 for a brief moment, and then back up in the 960s range. It'll come back again. Don't worry about it. 30 bucks one way, 30 bucks the other way. I'd rather have seen it gone to 1,030. But with Barry the Usurper coming on the air and all of the other reports coming out, you know that the president's working group on financial markets had to step in there like the bullyard bully and bloody the nose of the gold markets. Nevertheless, they did that, up 370 to 966.40 so far in today's trading. Silver, likewise, took a hammering. Not as bad, but it came back. It's coming back. It's up 17 cents already, $13.93, just seven short of the $14 mark. Platinum off still $4 to $10.37 per ounce. Palladium, you know, it's up a buck, down a buck. We saw it go down seven, then up seven. Today, off a buck so far, $198 an ounce. The Dow Jones Industrial Average and the NASDAQ, those are the real keys. And they're not doing good. They're not doing well at all. But they're going to continue to do worse. And that's unfortunate, really, because that's the industrial average. Those are the corporations. Those are the companies. And so when we see them cutting the numbers here for the Dow and the NASDAQ in virtually a half in a year, of course, we've seen a doubling in the same time in the metals in value. But with the Dow Jones Industrial Average trading around 73.50, up about 236 points, I mean, they had to bring in the hydraulic jacks, the high-lift, long-handled jacks off the farm in order to get it to come up, but they got it up. Will it stay up today? I don't know. One of the interesting things about doing a broadcast and making market reports at this time of day is that we're in the early morning period, so to speak, and much is going to happen throughout the rest of the day, so we're just kind of laying it out where it's at today, and then we'll hear the closings later on. The gold-silver ratio moving up higher, 69.38. Gold stronger against silver. Crude oil up 59 cents to $40.55 a barrel. So now it's up above that $30 area. So there's much to watch on that. Where's it going to go? Some people say that crude oil ought to be trading between $55 and $80 a barrel. Not just because they like to have it at that range, but that's about what the cost of bringing it to market is. So we can see there's still lots of manipulation in here. You know, it helps to have control of the spigots and everything else. We just don't have a fair market. We don't have a free market. And that's really the bottom line of all of this. It would be something if we could say, well, look at the price of gold, look at the stocks, look at this, look at oil, look at all of these commodities, look at wheat, look at the, you know, lean hogs, look at pork bellies, look at all this stuff. Well, we could look at it if we had free markets and it would make sense. We could see, we could get an indication of where we're at financially. But when we're in this matrix, the financial manipulation of all of these markets, trying to get the world softened up, softening up the targets, if you will, you know, it's like the tick crawls up on your body someplace. I don't know if you've ever been out in the woods, got a hold of a wood tick on you. Jiggers do the same sort of thing. Not like the little mosquito. The mosquito is kind of a polite little critter, you know. Everybody can hear him coming. He doesn't stick around long, takes a sip and leaves. You know, you might get a little bit of a bump up or something like that on your skin, but it's you know, if I wanted to tolerate something sucking the blood out of me, I could tolerate mosquitoes, but the tick's completely different. They come along for the ride, and they want to stay and have their kin there too, you know. And they come up and they bite you someplace uncomfortable, like in your shorts under your armpit, the back of your neck, behind your ear, someplace really, you know, really nice. And then they glom onto you, and then they inject you with a little bit of poison, which causes an irritation. And then it starts to fester up there. And then they just sit there and they go to lunch. And they'll stay there until they get the size of a pea, growing from the size of a fleck of tobacco up to a swollen pea size. And then you brush them off accidentally or they just fall off. They go climb up on a tree someplace and have all their little babies. But that's kind of this blood-sucking tick that we've got going on here in the market, is with the economic manipulators, the money man, the people behind the curtain. What they're basically doing is softening up the market. They've injected their poison all around the world, and this thing is coming unglued. You know, I've heard various pundits and analysts talk about, oh, they can't control it, you know. It's like the old Star Trek thing, you know. Keaton, I don't know how long, much longer we can keep this up. You know, she's going to blow. It's going to blow, all right. It's going to blow, all right. But most of this stuff is by design, I'm afraid to tell you. Anyway, so we're going to go into some of this other stuff here. Decided not to spend all day on the economics. The economic news for me today is not all that good. Oops, sounds like we've got a break. I guess we'll have to pick up the rest of the story on the other side. Stay with us right here on Become Vocal Local.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy, my name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Thank you.
and we've returned, you know, in the 1960s and 1970s, and we're going to touch on some more from the 1970s textbook on political science in a bit here, but those were the high times, and those were the low times. Above all, they were times that were changing. You know, you can hear the Bob Dylan tunes just kind of sound out in the back of my ears here, but the times were changing as Jack Kerouac and Ken Kesey and the Beat era, you know, all those guys, and then they first became the Beatniks, you know, and then we kind of went into the hippies. Actually, that was more of the anti-war protest, anti-Vietnam War era. Even Kennedy and Johnson and Reagan, Ronnie Reagan's. Then it kind of morphed from there. It went into the Flower Children. That was the beginning of the eco movement. Our eyes were turned from freedom to ecology was a lyric in a song that I wrote in that time period. And I remember that day back in People's Park, in Berkeley, California, Berkeley. A specific day in my mind was the day when our minds, the people's minds, the young people's minds were turned from freedom to ecology. And it pervades, you know, it's pervasive. It continues to today. So we went through the Flower Children, and then we went into the Yippies, and the Yuppies, and then Generation X, and some perhaps of the hosts on this network are Generation X. They would be my niece and nephew ages. And for many, this time period then facilitated the transference into what we would know today as the followers of Leo Strauss, the neocon generation. I know some of you might have heard, I think it's Alan Keyes, said the other day in a speech, I don't know whether it was before Congress or just whom it was, but I heard a clip from it on the radio, and he was saying something about how we're being led by a bunch of insane children. Now, there's Bible you could put to that, but you understand the idea. We've got a lot of young people who are holding various positions in government, working inside of the system, the Generation X group, let's say, who were taught by the Yippies in college and the Yuppies that for their reading material draw back all the way to Kerouac and Kesey, the Desolation Angels, Dharma Bums, the various and sundry East Indian influences that came on, the Japanese influences that came on, and other things like that. So we've got a real matrix. And it's no surprise that our government is inside out and upside down, because the people are inside out and upside down, and so often government is not much more than a reflection of the people. I get a lot of emails. Appreciate the emails that I do get. A couple of emails that I wanted to post. I'll try and post a link to this in the chat room. It seems to be going around the internet. When I get something, it's been around. Because I'm not in any of the news groups or anything like that. So I got an email, two of them yesterday, from two different sources, in regards to an analog to digital television converter, signal converter, that has a camera inside of it and a microphone inside of it. It's a Magnavox unit. It's available for sale at Walmart. And I needed to get some more printer cartridges for my inkjet. Use up a lot of printer ink on this broadcast and others. So I popped down to the local Walmart in the evening. I'd go downtown and little town that we have and go to the computer shop there and pick them up from them. Pay a little bit extra, but at least I'm not giving anything to Walmart. But I decided I'd go check out Walmart for this. And I went down there. And sure enough, I had the model and the serial number and all of that. And I went to the section in the audiovisual department, assaulted by the 1,001 television screens. But nevertheless, the area for this particular converter box was completely empty. They had the little label there. You could see where there was still dust, where the display model, you know, was there for some time. But there was none of them on the racks above, below, and none on the shelf. There was a coupon rebate. I don't know whether it's a mail-in rebate or whatever it is, but the little converter box sells for $49. with a $40 rebate, so you basically get it for $9, and then the taxpayers, me, and everybody else, I guess, are supposed to pick up the other $40 for this converter box. But there is a link, and like I said, I'll try and bring it up, and I've got it in an email here on my computer. I can drop it into the chat room, hopefully. But there is a YouTube video that has to do with this little Hummer, where the fellow bought two of these units, took them home, took them apart. I watched the video, or his YouTube video. It looks very authentic to me. And sure enough, you know, it does have a camera lens and some kind of a little camera solder-on unit. And there's something that has six holes in it with the center hole. It's round, and it looks very much like my old Helicrafter's microphone. A very old microphone. It's similar to the old Ma Bell circular pattern of holes in the handset of a telephone. Unmistakable. So anyway, why then does Walmart yank them all off the shelf, and why did it still have fresh dust on the shelf? I don't know. Maybe it went viral yesterday, and they got the instruction to take them off the shelves. But, folks, this would be a really great time for you. If you haven't thought of doing this already yourself, this would be a great time for you just to say goodnight to your television rather than paying the extra money and upgrading to this new types of TVs. You know, we've been hearing it for years that some of the televisions have cameras and microphones inside them. Why would you even bring something like that into your home? I mean, is it really that essential for you to get your information there? Obviously, the YouTube is covering most of the things that are really important if you want to watch that. There's a plethora of DVDs that are made quality. But why sit there and have your privacy invaded by who knows whom? Who knows why? Who knows how deep that's going to go? But why even get involved with it? Why support an industry like that? But when we talk about rats hiding inside of your television box, and this thing, I guess, you would set it on your television or you set it by your TV. I guess you could turn it around and face the wall, so, you know, put a pillow over it so the sound is muffled or something. I don't know why you'd even bother with it. But there's another rat hiding, and this rat happens to be hiding deep inside the stimulus bill. This is an article by Byron York, sent to be by one of our listeners in an email. Appreciate receiving it. This is Byron York is the chief political correspondent for, go to the second page here, The Examiner. It's the D.C. Examiner. Byron York at the DCExaminer.com. This is an article. The far-reaching and potentially dangerous provision that no one knows about. You've heard a lot about the astonishing spending in the $787 billion economic stimulus bill signed into law this week by Barry the usurper, but you probably haven't heard about a provision in the bill that threatens to politicize the way allegations of fraud and corruption are investigated or not investigated throughout the federal government. That's a rather lengthy article, but I'll just give you some of the highlights here. The provision in this bill, which attracted virtually no attention in the debate over the 1,073-page stimulus bill, creates something called the Recovery, Accountability, and Transparency Board, the RATB, or the RAT Board, as it's known by the few insiders who are aware of it. The board would oversee the in-house watchdogs, you know, the whistleblowers, known as inspectors general, whose job is to independently investigate allegations of wrongdoing at various federal agencies without fear of interference by political appointees or the White House. So there was some legislation that was passed. I didn't go and look this up, but there was legislation obviously passed that created these inspectors general whose job is to independently investigate allegations of wrongdoing. And there's a new bill out, and we're going to find out more about it and visit this rat when we come back. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Long live the revolution. Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic food,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Lee Rogers here. The global controllers are continuing their quest to enslave humanity and form their new world order. The one thing standing in their way are free thinkers who reject collectivism and support individual liberty. In these troubled times, it is imperative that we the people are not destroyed for a lack of knowledge, but are instead empowered with information. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistNews.com are two of the best sources of alternative news and information on the internet. Whether it's geopolitics, globalism, government corruption, the unraveling global economy, staged elections, false flag terrorism, the technological control grid, martial law, the police state, or our issues of real significance, you'll find them on these websites. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistNews.com feature raw, fully sourced information with no intrusive advertisements. Be sure to visit these sites and empower yourself with the news and information the corporate control mockingbird don't want you to know about.
And we are back.
Has become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
As soon as Jeff gets done introducing me, we are back. We've got a chatter in the chat room of BootMe21 who has information here, it looks like, that may refute this allegation to the validity of the article in regards to, let me see, I've got to close that up, the converter box. Well, if that's the case, and I'll have to look at this video he's got and follow the link, that's interesting. You know, there's a lot of stuff that's out there. I'm amazed that this, whoever, you know, I have to look at both sides of this very carefully. I would be amazed that somebody would take apart a converter box and install something that looks exceedingly much like a camera with a lens and everything and a microphone in a board for the purposes of a stunt. But, you know, people even commit suicide on the radio. So God only knows. We live in strange times, but there is information in the chat room, a link where you can look into it. Apparently someone has refuted or debunked it, but that's the way it goes. We have to be so careful about the information we have, and I'm always reluctant to put out what you call news simply for that reason. So much of it turns out to be BS, but we'll have to see. Tell me why Walmart pulled all the boxes off the shelves if there isn't a camera and a microphone in it. Anyway, going on here a little bit, I was talking about the rat heat hiding deep inside the stimulus bill. This, again, is Byron York. I give you my sources. If the sources are in error, I've already made my disclaimers on that. But it's supposedly in the name of accountability and transparency, Congress has given the RAT board the authority to ask, quote, that an inspector general conduct or refrain from conducting an audit or an investigation. You see, that's like a weasel clause there. We're supposed to have, I think there was a sunshine law here in Missouri, this idea of setting up these inspectors general to independently investigate allegations of wrongdoing. They obviously have an office, they have a desk, they have a telephone, a computer. There's financing, funding going for them. And then we turn around and hide deep in another bill, a place where they get their authority, they get their instructions from above. So they're no longer independent inspectors. They'll either report what they're asked to report, or they won't. And I think that's, you know, just cause for more concern. As many of you know, Barry the Usurper had an address, his first joint session, his address to the joint session of Congress. And there was quite a bit on the news about that. Here's an article out of Bloomberg. Hans Nickel and Juliana Goldman. I'm not going to read all of it. Again, this is rather lengthy. I copied it off largely just so I have these quotes. Lots of good quotes in here. But he has, you know, when you listen to the presidential addresses, even Washington's farewell address, which has gotten lots of acclaim for hundreds of years now, 200 years about, even that, I've read accounts where most of it was a collaboration between Washington and Hamilton. Well, you're going to go along with that. We talked about that on President's Day. George Washington had a basic education, primary secondary education, but he didn't go on to college. He didn't go to England. Fortunately for us, he didn't, because he was available in the colonies to do what he did. But had he gone, he may have come back just as indoctrinated as any of the Rhodes scholars that we now have in the Barry and the boys' cabinet. But there's a lot that he put in here. But when we look at the various quotes, I'll read a couple of them. Who wrote them? You know, what kind of speech writers, what kind of propagandists, what kind of a advertising PR campaign, who wrote this stuff? Now, here's one on courting skeptics. He anticipated opposition, blah, blah, blah. I understand your skepticism, he says. He promises to appoint Vice President Joe Biden to oversee how federal monies are spent. Well, again, we have oversight committees. We have, the GAO, the Government Accounting Office. We've got oversight committees that are already there, but I guess we're going to, you know, it's like appointing Heinz the Boer Kiesinger to be the watchdog of the 9/11 Commission. We really need some independent people involved at various levels overseeing our government at this time. If Key's remark is correct and we're dealing with a bunch of young, insane children, maybe they need a daddy or a nanny to look out for them. Obama pressed for immediate action on the crisis, and he also called for sweeping initiatives on energy, health care, and education, saying they're absolutely critical to our economic future. If you get rid of UNESCO, if you get rid of the, you know, federal government's involvement in education, allow us to go back to something a little bit more intellectual, you know, we're going to have to turn the hands of the time back. Huge re-cranking of the time back, to get back to truth and to get out of the propaganda in the educational system. I was reading, and I'm going to go back to this textbook in a moment, but we've got generation after generation after generation of teachers. What is the generation of teachers? You have someone that starts in kindergarten, and 13 years later, they graduate. In the 14th year, they go into college. 4 years later, they can come out with a teaching degree. So every 17 years, about thereabouts, you can have an entirely new generation of teachers. But if you think about it more critically, every single year, you've got a new generation of teachers if you can control the textbooks. Because those that graduate from college this year have a little bit of information that is being changed for those that are immediately following them, that are immediately preceding them, that are immediately preceding them, all the way back. If you can change the curricula in kindergarten, and you change it every single year, and then you keep the children separated, divide the primary schools, and the secondary schools, K through 6, 7th and 8th, and K through 12, keep them in separate buildings and keep them separated away, keep the textbooks changing all the time. I mean, you could just about say that you could reverse gravity and have everything, all water flow uphill in a course of about 12 years. So we've got a whole bunch of work to do to be able to change the education system, and to simply say that our education absolutely critical to our economic future. There's so much more to it that's not being addressed. This is not presidential discourse, in my opinion. Big ideas. He's got more big ideas. He says history reminds us that at every moment of economic upheaval and transformation, this nation has responded with bold action and big ideas. A really big idea. A New World Order. George Herbert Walker Bush. You know, bold action and big ideas. He calls for a market-based cap on carbon emission. He's a product of his own education. He's a product of his own stupidity. He's a product of the Senate that he's been part of. Maybe he believes this stuff. Maybe not. I don't know. He pledged to spend $15 billion a year to develop wind and solar power. We've had wind and solar power equipment for a long time. Biofuels, known about it for a long time. Clean coal technology, my God, even Hitler understood what to do with coal technologies, you know. And research into fuel-efficient vehicles. We don't need any more research into fuel-efficient vehicles. Thank you very much. We do not need to spend billions and billions more on research. We need to put the automobiles on the ground. Put them into the marketplace. More and more money thrown into research and protecting OPEC and the other, and the auto industry and Rockefeller, Exxon, Mobil, Shell, all that. We don't need to invest more money into research. We need to put these automobiles into production and get them out there. The country also can't afford to delay revamping the healthcare system. We cannot afford to have any more socialized health care. Once was a time where you could go to a dentist and for a couple of bucks you could get your teeth cleaned and scraped or maybe get a filling. Today it's hundreds. Ridiculous. And all the forms you have to fill out. A personal history of your entire life. I refuse it. He says health care reform cannot wait. It must not wait. It will not wait another year, Obama said. But he didn't say anything saying that. The White House will hold a summit on the issue next week. God help us all. On education, the president set a goal for the U.S. to have the world's highest proportion of college graduates by 2020. In a global economy, here's a quote, where the most valuable skill you can sell is your knowledge, a good education is no longer a pathway to opportunity. It's a prerequisite. And yes, it is a prerequisite. I don't care whether you get a job working as a greeter at Walmart. If you don't have a college education, you can't get that job. But is the college education preparing you for anything, or is that just paying your dues? Gave you 16 years of propaganda, and you paid $200,000 for it, and you're no smarter for it. We'll be right back. Stay here on Become Vocal Local.
CTWPromotions.com understands your needs. All of their campaigns are fully customized and targeted to each client individually. Whether you have a music / business or a freedom / patriot related profile, CTW can and will help you get more out of your MySpace profile than you ever could yourself. Clients may typically receive upwards of 2,000 new targeted friends, fans, and networking partners per week. Visit their website to review real testimonials and more. Unlike many others, we guarantee legitimate work. Please visit or email MikeCTW at www.ctwpromotions.com or promotions@conquertheworld.com. Again, that website is www.ctwpromotions.com.
folks. Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home for the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
And we've returned, and I want to thank Sean and the others in the chat room for continuing on that thread with that converter box. You know, it doesn't change my opinion whatsoever in regards to having digital TV or having television in your home, but it sure is irritating, I'm going to have to go and once again do my own research. But from what I'm hearing in the chat room, this is another one of these internet hoax things. It really is irritating to me. One of the reasons why I generally don't report what I get in my email box on air, but it still irritates me. With all that we really have to be concerned about, with all of the real issues that are out there, that perhaps this person that posted the original YouTube video would go to the extent of such a charade or such a fraud just to get a little bit of recognition. What a weak and wimpy generation we're dealing with. Unbelievable. But again, it's this being ruled by the children, the insane children that are out there who don't seem to have a grasp of any of the straws of reality that we need to be firmly holding right now. I mean, we're in a really defining moment of history, because everything that you can imagine is being lined up and ready to be thrown at us. And as the Bible teaches, you know, as if to deceive even the very elect. Even the best of the teachers will be deceived by some of the garbage that's going to be coming down the pike from the controls media. You know, we talk about Blue Beam and all the rest of this stuff. Unfortunately, we can no longer believe it when we see it. Not even the things that we see are necessarily true. Let's go on a little bit more with Obama here. Barry the usurper, as I like to call him. He says, government's full force. Still, the economic crisis dominated his speech. And of course it would. They're using the economic crisis to its full effect. The full force is a quote. He vowed to use the full force of the federal government, quote unquote, to shore up the banking system, and suggested that fixing the credit crisis will cost more than $700 billion already committed. We all know all about that. He's just aping. He's mouthing words here. The announcement may provide a boost to the nation's lenders whose share prices have fluctuated over speculation that they may need to be nationalized to ensure their survival. Even this Bloomberg article, you know, is of questionable to me. More reasons why I'd stay away from the news. You never, unless you've You've seen it, you know, you're reporting it yourself. It's, this stuff's all just a bunch of mind wash. You know, maybe if, I don't know whether you caught it last night, but maybe Lee Rogers had the best approach. Just roll out some old clips from Adolf Hitler and play them. You might as well. Is there any truth in any of this garbage? Here's another quote. He sought to temper his warnings about the severity of the crisis with optimism that it can be overcome. He insisted that the tools to revise growth are within reach. Here's a quote. They exist in our laboratories and our universities, in our fields and factories, in the imagination of our entrepreneurs, and the pride of the hardest working people on earth, he said. That's the herald back to the rugged individualism. What is required now, he says, is for this country to pull together, confront boldly the challenges we face, and take responsibility for our future once more. I think it's about time that we water the tree of liberty with the blood of tyrants and patriots. Just about to the end of my rope on this. I heard the similar thought again on Lee's broadcast last night from a frequent caller to Oracle, a gentleman named Archangel, who is coming to the end of his patience as well. I think we can feel it around the globe. We can see it in Iceland. We can see it in Greece. We can see it in other places. I think the people of the world have just about had enough of the hogwash and the brainwash. And we do have the capability, we do have the capacity to be able to get ourselves out of this mess. But if we're going to get ourselves out of this mess, we're going to have to disentangle ourselves from what is known as government today. I'd like to get rid of the established political party system, but let's get a little bit of wisdom here. Going back to Cleon Skousen, a book that was written some years back. It's called The Miracle That Changed the World, The 5,000 Year Leap, Principles of Freedom 101. This is his 10th principle. It's the, goes along this way here. The God-given right to govern is vested in the sovereign authority of the whole people. You can take that or take it any which way you want to. But it's important because it applies, it's pertinent to what he's about to say. During the 1600s, the royal families of England did everything in their power to establish the doctrine that they governed the people by, quote-unquote, the divine right of kings. In other words, it was declared a God-given right, as though the creator of the universe would look down on certain families and say, you're a king, you're a king, you're a king, and the rest of you, you're all pawns and serfs. That's kind of a long reach, isn't it? But it's just like the kind of propaganda that we get on a regular basis. If you say, if the lie is big enough and you tell it often enough, then people believe it. And so a lot of people bought into it. They bought into the idea that the creator of the universe had taken a wand, a magic wand, and crowned certain people's kings. But the kinglies, those kingly elites made great hay with that. And it prevailed for a long time, somewhat still does today. This is a little bit more from the same chapter. Algernon Sidney, I don't know if any of you have ever heard of Algernon Sidney, but Algernon Sidney is beheaded. This is what Cleon Skousen wrote. King Charles II beheaded Algernon Sidney in 1683 for saying that there is no divine right of kings to rule over the people. Sidney insisted that the right to rule is actually in the people, and therefore no person can rightfully rule the people without their consent. He lost his head for that. In responding to the question whether the supreme power be in the people, he replied, here's a quote, I say that they, including himself, who place the power to govern in a multitude, understand a multitude composed of free men, who think it for their convenience to join together and to establish such laws and rules as they oblige themselves to observe. And that was from his Discourses on Government in 3 volumes. Here's another, the next segment in this chapter. John Locke on the Source of Political Power. Listen carefully, pertinent to today. The very year Algernon Sidney was beheaded, John Locke fled from England to Holland, where he could say the same thing Sidney did, but from a safer distance. After the Glorious Revolution, which he helped in plotting, Locke returned from Holland and on the same boat as the new Queen Mary. In 1890, he published his 2 famous essays on the original extent and the end of civil government. In the second essay, he wrote this, quote, "In all lawful governments, the designation of the persons who are to bear rule, being as natural and necessary as a part as the form of the government itself, and that from which it had its establishment originally from the people, all commonwealths, therefore, with the form of government established, have rulers also appointing and conveying the right to those who are to have any share in the public authority." This is where it gets important for us. "And whoever gets into the exercise of any part of the power by other ways than what the laws of the community have prescribed, hath no right to be obeyed, though the form of the commonwealth still be preserved, since he is not the person the people have appointed, and consequently, not the person the people have consented to, nor can such an usurper, or any deriving from him, ever have a title till the people are both at liberty to consent and have actually consented to allow and confirm in him the power he hath till then usurped." And it's from that Locking quote that I use Barry the usurper. In the beginning, while he was campaigning, I said Barry the pretender, a man who pretends to be qualified. But after he's usurped that authority and been nominated and sleeps in the White House, he's simply a usurper. And you've all read this, I'm sure, but I'll just give it to you again from Article 2 of the Constitution. "No person except a natural-born citizen or a citizen of the United States at the time of the adoption of this Constitution shall be eligible to the office of president." But what did we find out yesterday about citizens and all of that? Let's go back and review. This is out of the textbook that I've been working with. Oh, we got about 30 seconds. So I'll just tell you a little bit about this textbook again. This is The Politics of American Democracy, the 5th edition. And why would we study democracy in America? We'll pick it up on the other side. Stay with us.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today." Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book, exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
As America limps on its last legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And we're back, folks, right here on Become Vocal Local. If you're just joining us, this is Become Vocal Local. My name is William Roberts. It is February the 25th, 2009, and we're entering the second hour of today's broadcast. A lot went on in the first hour. A couple of specious reports, I think, getting down to the bottom of the blogosphere and the cyberspace warriors, the info warriors that seem to spread more disinfo than quality material. Nevertheless, lots happened in the first hour. We're going to go into some more in this hour. But I do like to say that I don't like wallowing around and playing the game of ain't it awful. It's a malaise that you just can't climb out of. It's a game you can't win. And so because it's so debilitating and destructive and easy to slip into, we need to be real careful about getting into that malaise, that downtrodden feeling, that feeling as though you're whipped and it's all over. It ain't whipped until it's all over, folks. And there's no reason to give up until we've tried every single thing that we can. You know, as they say, I'd rather die on my feet than die on my knees, begging and pleading and groveling at the feet of mommy state and nanny state and all the rest of that. I reject it whole hand, you know, out of hand. I don't give these people, you know, there's not a thing that can be done by Barry the Usurper with anything other than the color of law, if he truly was not born and a citizen of this country. So the whole thing is a house of cards. It's a charade. And I think they know it. And they're rubbing our faces in it and going, na, 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 na. See if you can catch me. You're not strong enough to do anything about it. They know the power that they have. And they wield it. They're ruthless in the wielding of that power. And so it is an imperative for us to buck up, as some say, put our chins up and keep swinging, because it ain't over till the fat lady sings and she's still powdering her breasts and haven't put on her brass brassiere yet. She hasn't even come onto the stage yet, in my opinion. So we've got some time. Various economic analysts, you know, they're looking at the economic situation and they're projecting out maybe 2 years or maybe four for real meltdown time. We have some time yet. And as I've said many times, I'm going to continue to repeat it, no matter how deep, no matter how wide, no matter how long lasting this economic downturn is, on the other side, there's going to be government, like it or not. A government of their choosing, or hopefully a government of our choosing. So let's get really busy about it. Let's say that I'm totally wrong. What have we lost? If we are actively energizing within our local systems of government, if we continue to fill our minds with what was the intent of our founders, what is a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government? How does a system like this function? Then at least there will be some on the other side who understand something about government and can help pick us up from the pieces. If I'm right, that will be very useful. If I'm wrong, it hasn't hurt us at all to know this information. You know, when the Mensheviks and the Bolsheviks came into the Soviet Union, there were certain strong moves against Christianity in any and every form. And Bibles were banned. People would hide them away someplace and they would read them. And then they would go and take walks with their friends out away from all of the babushkas and away from all of the listening walls and things like that. And they would share their faith one with another. Maybe that's the future for America in the next 10, 20, 30, 40 years. Maybe those of us that remember the Constitution will have to take a walk in the field and remember when it was like to be free. I'll be back. Stay with us.
Of
the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail. It is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Lee Rogers here. The global controllers are continuing their quest to enslave humanity and form their new world order. The one thing standing in their way are free thinkers who reject collectivism and support individual liberty. In these troubled times, it is imperative that we the people are not destroyed for a lack of knowledge, but are instead empowered with information. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistedNews.com are two of the best sources of alternative news and information on the internet. Whether it's geopolitics, globalism, government corruption, the unraveling global economy, staged elections, false flag terrorism, the technological control grid, martial law, the police state, or our issues of real significance, you'll find them on these websites. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistedNews.com feature raw, fully sourced information with no intrusive advertisements. Be sure to visit these sites and empower yourself with the news and information the corporate controlled mockingbirds don't want you to know about.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Okay, we're back, folks. Once again, welcome to the Wednesday, February the 25th, 2009, second hour of today's broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. This is OracleBroadcasting.com. We're on the web also, VocalLocal.org, OzarksVoter.info. My name is William Roberts, and I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you. Even if we have to take the internet facts and turn them upside down, inside out, and wring them out. We'll find a few facts. We'll find some solutions, even if we've got to dig them up out of the garden. And I've always got good news. The good news is that this information is on the air and that this is spreading. So that is the good news. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. And to be a part of today's broadcast, you can sign in. Pick a name and become Vocal Local in the OracleBroadcasting.com chat room or pick up the telephone. And call now for those with unlimited long distance or in the Austin area. You may call 512-904-8014 and join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you may call toll free at 866-841-1065. And your calls are welcome. You can also send me emails at host@vocallocal.org. We've been discussing in the first hour an email that I did receive, not from one but from two sources, in regards to a analog to digital TV converter box manufactured by Magnavox. Went up on the YouTube, some fellow got one, opened it up, and made a YouTube video, shows a camera installed on the board there, and a little, what looks like a very much looks like a microphone. Apparently, at least in our chat room, many of our researchers have found this to be a phony and a fraud, but look out. Mr. Will's going to go out into the community, and I'm going to find one of these little puppies myself and rip it open. I know how to open up electronic gear, and I know what I saw in that YouTube video. And if that stuff's not there, I'll let you know tomorrow. $49 with a $40 government rebate. What's with that? Anyway, let's get on to something a little bit more useful. Going back to this textbook, The Politics of American Democracy, the fifth edition, written by a Marian Irish and a James Protho, published in 1971, after many editions beginning in the earliest of 1959. In the first chapter yesterday, we went through a revelation or a revealing, if you will, of the authors and at the time, perhaps, the agenda that was being laid out for the authors of textbooks. But it was a rather very interesting little bit, and I'm going to just refresh that, and then we'll carry on to the next couple of paragraphs that we didn't get to yesterday. Political socialization. Political socialization. Now, we talked about the diagram that they have here, where political socialization is the foundation upon which the government or the political system stands. And the authors say, political socialization is the process of induction into the political culture. You've all heard about being inducted into the army to go serve in Iraq and Afghanistan and Vietnam and other places, the draftees, to be drafted into a political culture. Political socialization is that process of induction into the political culture. He says, this definition should not be taken to imply that the individual who is socialized, quote-unquote, socialized politically, already exists as a social creature, and that he is brought into the political system by the addition of appropriate political attitudes to those he already has. Important stuff here now. The appropriate attitudes and behavior patterns make a human being. So you're man and you're woman, you're male and you're female, born of male and female parents, not made in a test tube or a petri dish. You're man or woman. But in order to be made a human being, you have to have certain appropriate attitudes and behavior patterns. Let's go on a little bit further here. Children who have existed in a condition of extreme isolation may be Homo sapiens in a physical sense, but they are not human beings in a social sense. So we talk about ourselves, oh, I'm a human being. Are you a human being? I'm a human being. Are you a Homo sapien? Are you man? Are you female? Are you male, female? Homo sapien versus human beings. Human beings here, at least in the eyes of this authorship, these super social scientists, these political scientists, these sociologists, the followers of Auguste Comte's system of sociology in its more modern adaptations, they do not believe that you are a human being until you've had this acculturation, if you will. Go on a little bit further here. They talk about a isolated individual, a person in extreme isolation. You know, that's what they talk about, and this is what I've heard from school board members, especially school board members running for re-election, when queried about the validity and the need for a continued outreach of homeschooling. And they say, well, we've had so many of these, you know, homeschoolers come to us. And they want to come to school. They want to come to school so that they can become well-rounded. They don't like living in isolation, being isolated from their peers. Is it a truth? Some of the young homeschoolers that I know, some that are associated with the Ozarks Property Rights Congress, Far Southwest Chapter and the Berry County Chapter, those young, bright, intelligent people that I've met that are homeschooled, thank God they're not well-rounded. They don't have a love affair with balls. They have a love affair with music, violin, piano, cello, art, farming, business, carpentry, wonderful skills, wonderful people, articulate, intelligent, industrious, self-reliant. I don't make those, you know, those, that doesn't apply necessarily to those well-rounded little Pillsbury doughboys that you see chasing the balls in the schoolyard. And that's not just my opinion, that's an observed fact. Such an isolated individual can be socialized through careful and expert guidance. Doesn't that sound like what Adam Weishaupt did with the Illuminati? They found certain Homo sapiens from the nobility and from those wealthy families and whatnot. And they, through a careful and expert guidance, created them as members of the Illuminati. But only if his isolation has ended at a fairly early age, and we talked about that yesterday. At what point should the government intervene? At the time when the child comes into kindergarten, while it's still in its mother's arms, while it's in its mother's womb, or before that? Continuing here, he says, the process of socialization creates human beings. Political socialization as part of this general process creates citizens or subjects, human beings who share in some degree the political community's way of acting and thinking about politics. And so here from our Constitution, when we say that no person except a natural-born citizen or a citizen of the United States at the time of the adoption of this Constitution shall be eligible to the office of president. Here we're talking about citizens again, and in the Constitution, the capital C, citizens. I wonder whether our founders had the same definition of what is a citizen as the social scientists do. But they, through this process of political socialization, we create citizens or subjects. Citizens or subjects, if you look and study English law, Blackstone's commentaries, etc., you'll find out a lot about that citizen versus subject dialectic. We'll be back. Stay with us right here on Become Vocal Local.
CTWPromotions.com understands your needs. All of their campaigns are fully customized and targeted to each client individually. Whether you have a music/business or a freedom/patriot-related profile, CTW can and will help you get more out of your MySpace profile than you ever could yourself. Clients may typically receive upwards of 2,000 new targeted friends, fans, and networking partners per week. Visit their website to review real testimonials and more. Unlike many others, we guarantee legitimate work. Please visit or email MikeCTW at www.ctwpromotions.com or promotions@conquertheworld.com. Again, that website is www.ctwpromotions.com.
Hi folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information, is only a page away.
And we have returned once again right here on Become Vocal Local. And folks, you know, this is a morning talk radio broadcast. If you'd like to call in, you're certainly welcome to do so. 512-904-8014 or 866-841-1065. When I was asked to do a morning broadcast, I generally am not up this time of day, so I had to turn my body clock around, but I did. And so, like many of the morning broadcasters, you know, I guess I could get a kazoo and a ship whistle and a guitar and entertain you. But, you know, I'm not that kind of a person. This is the home of philosophical radicalism. And if I sound a little extreme in my views, it's based on many, many years of studying and research. But, you know, I feel almost blessed that for whatever reason, I was born a very inquisitive person. And my mother and my father inculcated that, you know. And I had a little workshop to play with and a laboratory in this corner of a basement that I used to sleep in. I set up my little chemistry lab and other things and drafting setup and all that. Always kind of been busy with my hands and my mind. And so for whatever reasons it was, when I left home, back when I was at the end of the junior year in high school, 16 or so, drove my car and loaded up the few things that I had, a little box, a couple blankets and a pillow. My mother gave me and went to Seattle from Alaska, long trip, kind of cutting the cord and burning the bridge behind me, so to speak. I never did get a television set in my house, never did. So I feel a little bit blessed. For whatever reason, I was always more preoccupied with other things, mental things, physical things, and never did adapt that hobby or develop that habit of sitting in front of something and letting it entertain me. So today, now, in retrospect, looking back, I do think it of quite a blessing. Because I haven't got to undo all of that mental trash. And I'm sorry if you spend a great portion of your day watching that box. They call it an idiot box. And it's amazing the conversations that have changed so much in my lifetime. From being able to sit on a park bench with somebody or on the grass lawn of a park or down by the waterfront or something along a pier or wharf or whatever in someone's house or in their backyard on a deck or a porch or on the grass, to be able to go on and talk and talk. We used to be able to talk for hours. But over the years, conversations have kind of fallen away. Now it's down to like less than 30 seconds before someone wants to change the topic. If you want to go into some talk about the Federal Reserve System or something like that, you can no more get that first sentence now before they want to talk about something different. Always changing the topic. But we don't do that here. There's 2 hours in this broadcast and we can go into greater detail. And so I'm back into this textbook, a political science textbook. And we're finding out a little bit of the indoctrination that's happening inside of this textbook in just the first 20 pages. We're discovering that a homo sapien and a human being are two different things. And it's that political socialization that creates that human being out of a homo sapien. Let's go into it a little bit further and find out more about it. From this point of view, political socialization is an output function of the political system. Not by accident, by design. It's an output of the system creating global citizens, creating Barry the Usurper's youth brigades. Let's continue here. Political systems tend to perpetuate their own values and practices. And they do this by developing new members who share these values and follow those practices. Now that can be good and that can be bad. We can say that, you know, all law rises up out of the customs and the traditions of the people. Every tongue, tribe, custom, creed, all of that. That's where your law comes from. It starts with the man and the woman in the house. First the man, then the man joins himself to a wife, then they have children, and they establish certain rules and practices and principles for the conduct of their household, and then it extends to their neighbors and to their children. You know, all across America, there's places called Jonesville and Smithville and Thompson and all of these various other towns that were started out by homesteaders who moved someplace, maybe two families, and then they intermarried between their two families, and then they all stayed round, and they became the millers, or they became blacksmiths, or they did something, and they all stuck around. And so they raised up a town. And that's important to remember when you're out in the hinterlands, those of you that are thinking of moving from the city to the country, and you want to get involved politically, taking back your country one precinct, one county, one state at a time. Remember that when you come into some of these rural areas, be careful who you're talking to and get to know who you're talking to, because they could be related to everyone in the community. Different last names. Young men come, young men go, young ladies come, young ladies go, different names, but they're all kin. They all have family reunions together, and they roast a pig once in a while and things like that. So you have to be prudent, wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. Keep your discernment window wide open. Let's go into it a little further here. It says, they do this by developing new members who share these values and follow those practices. And certainly we want to do that. Of course we want to do that. That's how the United States of America continues to be a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government, not a democracy, not a straight-up socialist country, not communist, not fascist, and so on and so forth. We have certain things that we value, certain traditions, and we maintain them. Unfortunately, there's a little bit of leaven that's gotten into the lump. Got a worm in the apple. Let's go into it a little further. Where does this worm come from? In Plato's Republic, political socialization can easily be recognized as an output function of government, because children are to be brought up by an official agency of government rather than by their parents. Sound familiar? At what age do you turn your children over? To the Montessori school? To the lady down the street, maybe for a daycare? At what age do you turn your children over to the kindergartens for indoctrination? You don't see them again for 13 years, and they give them back all beat up, broken up, and completely unfriendly to you in your life. In real political systems, the process is considerably more informal. Children learn largely from observation and imitation in informal contacts with others the normal way of doing things. Notice the use of the word normal. I'm using a textbook here that is as much informative as it is indoctrinative. It's one of the reasons why I collect all of these books, why I read them, and why I bring certain little passages out on the air, is because this is a process, this is a program, programming the minds of the people. And as I said before, it's a repetitive process. You think you're getting a college education when you're getting a college indoctrination, then you, with your degree, turn around and you indoctrinate the next generation. If you happen to be a teacher, sad state of affairs. Continuing here, and again, they use the normal way of doing things, including political things. The process begins in the family, is continued in contact with playmates, and in more highly developed countries, is furthered by formal schooling, television programs, and other contacts with the world far beyond the family. And all these are truths. But this is what you're combating when you go out into the street and you want to wake people up. You're having to uproot, overturn an entire generation or multi-generational ideological programming by professional programmers and indoctrinators, and we hope to do it with one sentence, with one deposit. If your bank account was grossly overdrawn, do you think you could bring it back into alignment with just a simple deposit? Not unless you win the lotto or something, or a rich aunt or uncle die and they leave you a big chunk of change. If you're in debt, you're going to have to get out of debt much the same way you got into it, one spoonful at a time. And if you're mentally bankrupt, getting mentally right again is going to take one spoonful at a time. And it's going to be the same when you're dealing with other people. Anyway, we'll pick it up again right there on the other side. Stay right.
You are now listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book, exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so really at the heart and core of some of what we're talking about here, as one of the chatters in the chat room points out so correctly, we're talking about the development of language through definitions, if you will, the meanings and the senses of words, which comprise the study of philology, which in itself is a very interesting way to occupy time. I have a fairly good-sized collection of dictionaries, starting with, a 1759 Johnson's, and then to the 1828 Webster's, and then almost by the decades, I have a couple of gaps in the chain. I have Webster dictionaries up until very recent ones, and others. I like the American Heritage Dictionary and others. There's others out there. I also like to look up English words in French or foreign language dictionaries. I have French and German and Hebrew dictionaries, modern, contemporary, that help me to see what other people, how other people define words as well. Words have meanings, and their meanings are important, and how words are used are very revealing. But unfortunately for us, most of what we consider to be reality is shaped by the words that we use. More paucity, let's say, in your vocabulary, the smaller your vocabulary, oftentimes the smaller your perception of the world that you live in. So we just continue along this way and realize that we're treading in minefields. We're walking barefoot on the upturned edge of Occam's razor in all of this philosophical inquiry. We've got real serious challenges facing us in this next decade. challenges that if we don't respond properly, we're going to find ourselves, well, as Mike Chambers likes to say, failure's not an option here. For those of us who have spent any time whatsoever studying the United Nations and the global agenda and the grand chessboard and all of that, the box canyon that the human race, Homo sapiens, men and women are being herded into is going to be a grim place to be, no way out. Very carefully pushing us into this box. Extermination is one of their goals. You don't want to be in that box, I hope. And so if we're going to avoid that box canyon, we're going to need to get Johnny on the spot busy quickly, worldwide, not to advance the globalist agenda by no means. As I say, as globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, because we understand that it's based upon voluntary compliance, and we have not given our consent. And even if the black box voting, even if the electronic voting devices returned a simple, slim majority, if you will, of those who even bothered to cast their vote for either a Republican or a Democrat candidate, or even bothered to go to the polls at all, which does not necessarily reflect a majority of public opinion by any means. But even if there was a slim majority of those that did cast their vote for one of those two parties, candidates, that brought Barry the usurper, the diadem, if you will, even if that happened, and we can question that, because none of us are holding the code, none of us have access to the way of unraveling the true vote, and we didn't have control of the media, we didn't control the dialogue, we didn't control the debates, the discussions, what you saw in the news, what you see printed in the newspaper, none of that. But even if we accepted all that, that does not necessarily say that we, the people of the United States of America, have set aside the Constitution and now will embrace foreign nationals and dual citizens as president. God forbid that. That's not the case. So Barry the usurper and all the things that he signs are the color of law, certainly, but they're not law. But let's go back in. Again, we're talking about this idea of political socialization and all of the various and sundries furthered by formal schooling, television programs, and other contacts with the world far beyond the family. The acquisition of specifically political attitudes begins amazingly early and continues into adulthood when individuals add new and perhaps contradictory attitudes through job contacts, marriage, and other experiences. It starts at a very early age. It really starts in your mother's womb, and because we can hear what's going on out there as a fetus growing, as a child forming. And the mother talks, and the father talks, and if they have brothers and sisters, they talk. And if you've got a blaring TV set in the room, even that little one is picking up things that way. As soon as the brain starts putting things together, he may not be able to vocalize it, but I think even as they come out with water and blood, they are intelligent. They just don't have it all formed up yet to be able to start talking, you know. They're not ready to start writing their theories on relativity yet. It takes a while to figure it out. They have to be indoctrinated into the language game and writing and thinking. Actually, they need to be dumbed down, in my opinion. They have to be brought down to the level of this, what we call human beings, this political social being created by culture. Continuing here from our textbook, except for the public schools, these socializing agencies are not part of the official structure of government. Balderdash. Balderdash. The official structure of government includes the foundations and their power and their influence, as was written about by René Wormser in his book by that title. The foundations, their power, and their influence. UNESCO and all of that. Becoming honest and addis, you know, it starts out with the rule by the priests and the various religio that are religions that have only some relevance to the creator of the universe. largely the creation of man for the purpose of control. And we've got thousands and thousands of years of development there. But to say that except for the public schools, these socializing agencies are not part of the official structure of government is a farce. Well, let's accept that, be aware of it, and continue. But even the family is acting as a part of the political system when it imparts political knowledge and attitudes. You see how ridiculous it is? It's almost contradictory it is. Where did the parents and their teachers and the family and all that get their political attitudes? Oh, the television set, or the newspaper, from their teachers, from their preachers, their pastors, from their neighbors, from their workers, from their employers, so on and so forth. It's a closed system, folks. Although political socialization is thus an output of every political system, it can also be viewed, as we have said, as part of the input activities of that system. And there's truth to that. It's circular. Garbage in, garbage out. What is the output is the reflection of what was the input. Continuing, the kinds of demands and supports that enter the system, the general level of apathy, and the aspects of the system towards which citizens are indifferent, all these are heavily influenced by the processes of political socialization. And most American children grow up with the idea that American government is democratic and that democracy is the best system of government. Notice, and I've highlighted this in my own text here in yellow, because who's salting whom here? Who's propagandizing whom? These are students. These are young people, perhaps in their freshman year of college, who have enrolled in a political science class, and this is the textbook, The Politics of American Democracy. Perhaps they grew up in a household where they grew up in schools where they pledged allegiance to the flag. All right. And to the republic for which it stands. And now here they are in college. Now we're going to be wise. Now we're going to get wisdom. We're paying money. We're in a class. And here in the first 20 pages, I haven't even counted the number of times this kind of comment has come up. But here it is. Most American children grow up with the idea. It's most American children now. None of the students want to alienate themselves from the rest of the most, do they? No, they wouldn't. So they're going to accept this. Carefully written, by the way. Most American children grow up with the idea that American government is democratic and that democracy is the best system of government. Well, any child that ever grew up reading Aristotle or Polybius or Cicero or anybody else with a couple of cells of gray matter firing know full well that democracy is but one step removed from total anarchy and that our founders and the people that they used as research in their writings decried it. You'll never find it anywhere in the Constitution. You'll not find it in any of the state constitutions that I've read. It's not a democracy. But, as I shared with you from Bob Hillman's book, Fast Bullets and Culture Changes, read that yesterday, it was a plan early on, right about the same time as the creation of the Federal Reserve banking system and the introduction of the income tax and Theodore let's just say the Roosevelt brothers. Ever since then, folks, it's become an honest and addison space. We'll be back. Stay with us right here on Become Vocal Local.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail. It is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Lee Rogers here. The global controllers are continuing their quest to enslave humanity and form their new world order. The one thing standing in their way are free thinkers who reject collectivism and support individual liberty. In these troubled times, it is imperative that we the people are not destroyed for a lack of knowledge, but are instead empowered with information. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistedNews.com are two of the best sources of alternative news and information on the internet. Whether it's geopolitics, globalism, government corruption, the unraveling global economy, staged elections, false flag terrorism, the technological control grid, martial law, the police state, or other issues of real significance, you'll find them on these websites. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistedNews.com feature raw, fully sourced information with no intrusive advertisements. Be sure to visit these sites and empower yourself with the news and information the corporate controlled Mockingbird don't want you to know about.
MySpace. Many people do not realize how effective a marketing tool it can be. CTWPromotions.com understands your needs. All of their campaigns are fully customized and targeted to each client individually. Whether you have a music slash business or a freedom slash patriot related profile, CTW can and will help you get more out of your MySpace profile than you ever could yourself. Clients may typically receive upwards of 2,000 new targeted friends, fans, and networking partners per week. Visit their website to review real testimonials and more. Unlike many others, we guarantee legitimate work. Please visit or email MikeCTW at www.ctwpromotions.com or promotions@conquertheworld.com. Again, that website is www.ctwpromotions.com.
And we've returned. You know, I have a very nasty habit of talking myself right into the breaks, right into the top of the hour, right out of the broadcast without giving some of the various plugs that I should. And so before we go any further here, I'll return to the main topic in a moment. Let me just say that Oracle Broadcasting Network is an ongoing thing. We don't have just 2 hours of broadcasting someplace along the day where you can, you know, maybe tune in on alternate days or something like that. The Oracle Broadcasting Network is alive, well, and growing. It almost has, and it may even have now, 24-hour day programming. I hate that word. It's got broadcasts round the clock. And right after this broadcast, you can listen to Josh Reeves on his Global Reality. Then Alex Ansari follows that for the Outside the Box program. Then it's the Intel Strike Report with Doug Owen and Michael Vail. Excellent. They always seem to have the best of guests. Then there's Axiom Radio with Rob Chowda and Joel Bissett. And then all the way up to Midnight, Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers. Let me go into the Midnight Rider Show. Climb up board, kick our leg over that hog, jump up on the pony, and ride until 4 o'clock in the morning with Mike Chambers. And then there are other broadcasts, and they continue on. I don't have the rest of them. No offense to the hosts by any means. I just don't have them here on my little chart. But we have broadcasts all the way around until tomorrow. You'll be able to come back and join me right here live on air. Now, having said that, and again, the numbers are 512-904-8014, 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. I've said for years, and since I've been back on radio since early last year, that I don't focus on the symptoms and the victims on these broadcasts. And I don't come on the radio to sow the seeds of fear, doubt, fear, and worry. They're so destructive. Because there's nothing you can do about that. People just don't work well when they're operating out of doubt, fear, and worry. The decision-making is very weak, very poor. So I focus on the great super social diseases. And of late, there's two primary super social diseases that I've been focused on. One of them is the economic situation, which really is completely related to the other, which is the political system. We have two established political parties in this country, and they're enshrined in law. The statutes protect them. Their statutes were written for them, written by them, and written to preserve, protect, and defend them. And so we have two places where we can really make hay. And you can test the stuff that I bring out on air, hopefully. There's five inductive criteria in logic. I'll just give them to you. There's also another branch of logic known as deductive logic, but inductive logic, inductive criteria, five principles. One, is the information that you hear on Oracle Broadcasting relevant? What is its relevance? If it's way out there in the limbo land someplace, then you've got to ask, well, I can almost dismiss this information just simply because it's not relevant. Second, is it testable? Is there something you can do? Can you go down to Walmart after this broadcast and look and see whether or not one of these Magnavox DVD analog digital converters there, $49 with a $40 government rebate check? Can you buy one, tear it apart, and see for yourself? I think I'm going to do that later this afternoon if I can, if I can find one. They were all off the shelves last night. Is what you're hearing compatible with previously well-established hypotheses? Is someone coming on and telling you that as of today in New York City, when you spill a cup of coffee, the coffee will go up and not fall down? Is the information that you hear predictive or explanatory? Does it explain the political system? Does it help to explain, if you will, the economic system? Does it help to explain the education system, etc.? Is it predictive? By listening and following the information out to its logical end, does it predict something? Is there any prophecy in it telling you where we're headed? Is it looking into a future? And then the fifth criteria, is it simple? Does it take a college degree in order to figure it out or follow it? Does it take extraordinary human potential in order to accept the hypothesis presented? Here's a really simple hypothesis that was presented by Benjamin Franklin. And I know there's a lot to know about Benjamin Franklin. Is that even his name? I don't know. Here's a quote. Pretty good one. Those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. That's right. See, we're living in a new paradigm. Agenda 21, Chapter 7.59 says, the promotion of a culture of safety, a safety cult, doing everything for safety. When our own founders tell us that those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little safety deserve neither their liberty nor their safety. But the United Nations is, on a global scale, promoting a culture of safety. So we have much to question in all of this, right? So back to our book here. Beyond all of this general set of facts and values, however, they may learn quite different things. Again, children and adults. A child whose parents never discuss politics will probably be a different sort of citizen from another whose parents insist that all politicians are crooked. And both will be different from a third child whose parents begin to pin campaign buttons on him during his infancy. Now we've got all three happening in this time period, in this 2 or 3 year period. We have lots of people who are saying, oh, there's no political solutions to the political problems. They're the ones that would be the denier. And then we've got the ones that are saying, oh, every politician is a crook. And then we have the others who are the boosters. Now, in the Ron Paul campaign, we had a lot of young men and women pinning Ron Paul buttons on their children and watching DVDs and listening to the CDs and looking at the Slim Jims, the papers, and all of that. So we've got these three different groups functioning, and I recognize them, and I know that each of them have a specific reason for holding the views that they have. But as I said in the beginning of this broadcast, on the other side of whatever turmoil that we have, government, unless coffee spilled in New York begins to flow uphill, we're going to have government. And so it behooves us, it becomes our challenge. And whether you want to take part in it or not, that's up to you entirely. I can't say anything about that. But if you do decide to be part of this solution set, then we're going to need to look locally and begin to alter our form of government. And that we can do. in a New York minute, as they say. Why? We can do that simply and quickly because typically it's amazing that on a local level, it's exceedingly difficult to get people to hold office. Because people typically aren't interested in it. They're more interested in their families and their farms and their workplace or their businesses than they are in politics. Our founders knew that. They were the same kind of people. George Washington didn't want the third term. He didn't want to go on and on endlessly. He did not want to be the dictator or the first king of America. As Thomas Paine said, in America, it's not that we dislike monarchies, it's just that in this country, the law is king. So people have other things to do. But it's because of that reluctance or that desire not to get involved in politics that the political system that we have has been made possible. And so what we need to do is to set aside perhaps some of the things that we would rather do. I'm an amateur blacksmith, a great carpenter. I love to do my reading. I would love to write a book and all manner of other things. But for right now, I've had to set that aside because we have something more valuable to do with our time. If we lose the United States of America, and I know as much as many of you do, I understand the Civil War, the War of Northern Aggression. I understand the secret societies and all of that. But we do have a country, and it has a north border, a south border, it has the Atlantic Ocean and the Pacific Ocean, and then we have Hawaii, we have Alaska, we have the territories. If we lose this country, what do we then have? If we turn our back on freedom and liberty and those kinds of concepts, those philosophically radical concepts that our founders embraced, what form of government comes next? I'll tell you what comes next. Josh Reeves, stay tuned. And until then, thanks for listening, and I'll see you again tomorrow. Good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Hi folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
You are now listening to Oracle Broadcasting, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.